Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? Beat the rush with Minted, your destination for unique holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from independent artists. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. And we're talking about fashion today and the devastating that that industry has on the planet and how we can have a more sustainable approach ourselves. Jo Lennon, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So tell us, how bad is it for the planet?
It's really bad. And, you know, I like to talk about this every so often because I think fashion is something that we all live with, we all enjoy. As Irish people, we consume twice as much fashion as the average EU consumer. So it's a really big subject here. And I think for most people, it's a really great way if they're looking to make a difference on the environment. Fashion is their entry level. It's a great way to actually look at what you're doing, make some small changes that can actually have a massive impact.
Now, the effect of fashion on carbon emissions, more than international flights and maritime shipping combined.
Yes, and if you think about it, like, it's one of the largest industries in the world. It's hard to place how polluting it is, but it's in the top three polluters. And it's, you know, one of the biggest employers in the world. It's just an absolutely massive industry. So much logistics, so much goes into it, from the growing of crops to the factories. So it's a huge polluter, big, big problem.
20% of global clean water pollution caused by fashion.
Yes, if you think of all of the factories, all the dyeing that goes on, a lot of that work happens in, you know, countries that are developing, that don't have proper infrastructure. That then goes into the villages. So there's such a human cost to fashion. I think people often think of the landfill side of things, but the human cost of the fashion industry is massive.
Now, single-use outfits, you buy it once, you wear it once and you throw it away.
We're divils in Ireland for that because we love to go out, we love to go to weddings, we're very sociable as a people, and that means we want to get that little hit and then we're done with it. So in 2019, we wore 100 million single-use outfits in the world. 100 million outfits that somebody
worn once, thrown away
into the bin. And what people don't see is, even if people say, look, oh, I donated to charity, most of the time those outfits are being exported to places like Ghana, the largest importer of secondhand fashion in the world. There are literal mounds of secondhand fashion that you can see from space in Ghana. That is how much we're exporting out. So we have a massive consumption issue.
And is anything happening to those garments?
So what happens is there's things called garment pickers, kind of like the plastic pickers in India. And they go through the clothes, they look for anything valuable in the clothes. But most of these clothes, Pat, are extremely cheap, made of plastic, and all they're doing is polluting those areas. So it's a big problem.
Now, the average consumer buys 60% more garments than they did only 15 years ago.
And they're wearing them for half as long. So our consumption has grown exponentially and we're just not wearing them. And look, that's down to things like, I'm going to say it, Shein and Temu, where you can buy 8 or 9 outfits for 10 euro. They come shipped to you from across the world. They're made by people who are in nothing less than slave labour. They're worn, they're thrown away, they're made of plastic. They are completely polluting our planet. It's that ultra fast fashion consumerism.
Now, who is good at sustainable fashion?
Do you know what? It's a tough question to answer. And I think every brand, you know, sometimes people will say to me, oh, if I buy designer, is that better? If I buy secondhand, is that better? I think really what it comes down to is wearing what you have is the most important thing. If you do need to buy something, look online. Vinted has just launched in Ireland, which is an amazing online secondhand fashion platform that's been huge in the UK and France. And now it's just launched in Ireland this week. After that, look at the materials. So if your budget is a high street budget, instead of going in and just picking up a t-shirt, take the time to look at the label. What is it made of? If it's made from polyester, that is plastic, it's going to break down, it's not going to wear well, and it's going to end up polluting the earth. Whereas if it's an organic cotton t-shirt, that's going to wear really well. It's a natural fibre. It'll biodegrade. And Primark just did a very interesting study on this, where they got a university in the UK to compare one of their organic t-shirts to a 150 euro pair of jeans, and theirs wore better. So it's not down to the designer or the shop, it's down to the material. So really you need to do your research. And thankfully there's been a brilliant new Irish website launched by Voice Ireland called Fabric of Change. And you can go there. And if you're wondering, what is the best thing to do? I need a dress. I need socks. What is the best fabric? What's the best thing to do? Go on there. That's where you get your education.
Now, the Irish people consume an average of 53 kilograms of textiles every year, which is double the EU average.
We really are. And look, I think in Ireland, we live in a very grey country and we need, you know, our clothes really cheer us up. People love to get glam. You know, we're also big consumers of makeup. That's just part of our culture, which is wonderful. But there's ways that we can do it that are less impactful and also better for our pocket.
Now, one of the reasons that we have such pollution from clothing is because of the microplastics that come from the garments when we wash them.
Yes, and most people will not realise that more than half our clothes are made of plastic. So if you look at whatever clothes you're wearing right now, check the label. I guarantee you it'll be some kind of fabric mixture. So it'll be, you know, your polyesters, which are plastic. It's all fossil fuels. So when those go into a wash, and in Ireland, another thing that we're devils for is putting on the most extreme, a boiling hot wash, those fibres break down, they go back into our water system, and about a third of microplastics in the world come from washing our clothes. So what's the option there? You know, opt again for your natural fibres. If you're washing things, do not wash them on a hot wash. Washing them really hot as well breaks down the fibres, so it's worse for your clothes.
Weren't Levi's telling people not to wash their jeans?
Yes, I loved it. The CEO of Levi's came out and said, do not wash your jeans. They should not be washed. If you have a stain, target that stain. I use a great product called Dr. Bronner's, which is really cheap. You get a big bottle of it. It's a very gentle soap and that will lift almost every stain. If you have, you know, things like lovely wools or cashmeres, you can get the cheapest vodka you can find, add it to a bottle with two parts water, one part cheap vodka, and spritz it, and that will freshen it. So avoid that washing.
Now, what about filtering out some of those plastics that our washing machines create? Is there a way of doing that?
Yes, and you know what? There's really interesting legislation coming down the line that will hopefully make it so that every washing machine manufacturer will actually have to build in microplastic filters to stop them leaving. But until that time, if people are really activated and they want to stop it today, you can buy something called a Guppy Friend. And it's just a little, small little thing that you put into your washing machine, and it basically saves about 90% of those fibres from going back into the wash. It's about €30. You can buy them online.
It collects them in some way.
It collects them while it's going around in the wash and just stops them from going in. Really simple solution if people think, God, I want to stop doing that today.
Now, the idea of buying secondhand could save a lot. Now, the manufacturers of clothing won't like this, but...
Well, what's really interesting is because secondhand has exploded, and it has, it's about a €200 billion industry now because of the next generation that think, you know, not only is buying secondhand fun and it's very thrifty, but also it's a lot more unique than just going into your high street and everyone wearing the same, you know, party to the Christmas, outfit to the Christmas party. So it's a wonderful way to go. And what's really interesting now is that fashion brands themselves are saying, okay, secondhand is becoming popular. We're now going to engage in resale. So a lot of shops you'll see are actually hosting resale themselves, which is really interesting. So in the future, you'll be able to sell your clothes.
Now, there'll be some laws that will kind of force people to and companies to be sustainable. You know, like the Wii thing we have where you can bring back electrical things to the shop that retails them. Is it likely that shops will be forced to take back the clothing that you've finished with?
Absolutely. It's coming down the line. And we've seen that in California this year. They launched a new law that basically says if you're a big fashion company, I think earning more than 100 million, you actually are responsible for taking back those clothes. So imagine a world, it'll be fantastic, where you're finished with your jeans. Maybe they're a little bit run down. You bring them back to the retailer. They take them back for you. They recycle them. They're responsible for the waste that they're generating. That would be fantastic.
Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.